This is KNKX News. Anyone over 60 is considered at high risk for the coronavirus. As a result, a lot of community centers have been canceling activities for seniors. But the Central Area Senior Center in Seattle, which primarily serves African Americans, is still open. KNKX reporter Paula Whistle met a woman who is grateful for that.
Roberta Langworthy turns and shimmies in her noontime line dancing class. She's a regular here.
And I have actually been coming to the senior center since 2003 when I retired.
After the dance, which I should mention is more sparsely attended than usual, there will be a meal of jambalaya, mustard greens, and fresh fruit. Langworthy lives in the neighborhood and likes the friendship she finds here. As for how she's dealing with the coronavirus threat...
Well, I've just been more careful.
You know, washing her hands more, avoiding crowds. She says initially she was apprehensive.
But then when I didn't have the symptoms of fever and a cough, I thought, oh, well, okay, so let me just go out and venture out a little bit.
She says, luckily, this class is still happening. She says a Tai Chi class she takes at a Parks and Rec center has been canceled, as has a Saturday walking group she's part of. This isn't Langworthy's first experience with a major pandemic. Back when she was in grade school, what became known as the Asian flu pandemic of 1957 hit the city.
Our whole family got it. And when we came back to school, everybody ran from us because they were so afraid that they may catch it.
She says her hope is that people can avoid that level of hysteria this time around. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.